ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
Peter here. Onomatopoeia lesson number 9. Do you complain too much?
Naomi です。こんにちは。
Hi everyone. This is Naomi.
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com's Onomatopoeia series. In this series, we're exploring the world of Japanese onomatopoeia.
そうですね。There are two types of Japanese onomatopoeia. 擬音語 and 擬態語。
擬音語 are the true onomatopoeia that mimic sounds just like in English.
Such as wang wang.
Woof, woof.
Nyan, nyan.
Meow, meow. Gitaigo, on the other hand, describe the situation, feeling, or state using a word.
So ですね。Such as, pera pera.
Fluent in a foreign language. So, we hope you'll join us on this enjoyable ride into the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia. Without further ado, let's get on with this lesson. Now, in the previous lesson, we learned the onomatopoeia that describes crying.
Such as,ギャーギャー泣く and シクシク泣く。 So, which one is louder? 子供がギャーギャー泣いています or 子供がシクシク泣いています。
ギャーギャー泣いています crying loudly、 シクシク泣いています crying quietly, right?
そうです、よくできました。
Well done.
バカにしないでください。 Please, don't make a fool of meNow, in this lesson, we're going to introduce the onomatopoeia that express the action of...
Complaining!
Such as...
Gami gami. Butsu butsu. Nechi nechi.
Now, we can't translate them without context, so, Naomi-sensei, can we hear them in context?
はい。Gami gami, gami gami, うるさいな。少しは僕の気持ちを考えてよ。
Nag, nag, nag. Think about my feelings for a little, will you?Oh, my new favorite word.
I wonder who you want to use this.
Gami gami, gami gami.
I like the way you say it too. Gami gami, gami gami. Now, this describes the sound of someone complaining noisily or yelling or scolding. It's often used with verbs such as yu to say, okoru to get angry, and
shikaru
to scold, to yell at.
Gami gami yu.ガミガミ怒る。ガミガミ叱る。
Interesting though, like, I think it was the intonation you had on the first one that really made it for me. Because when you say it in a really nice voice, ガミガミ言う。doesn't have the power as ガミガミガミ。On to the next onomatopoeia. What's the second one?
ブツブツ。
In context, please.
ブツブツ言ってないで仕事してください。
Stop your grumbling and do your job, please. I don't know, this one's pretty good too. Now,ブツブツ indicates the sound of murmuring, usually associated with discontent.
そうですね。なんか、さん、ピーターさん、っていう感じ。That's ブツブツ。
Now, pay attention to the pronunciation of ツ. It's ブツブツ。
ブツブツ。ブツブツ。
Okay, lastly we have?
ネチネチ。いつまでもネチネチネチネチしつこいわ。
You've been complaining forever. Stop it already.I think everyone can relate to these. Now, nechi nechi refers to someone or something being persistent. So, nechi nechi you means complaining about the same thing over and over again.
Nechi nechi is often used with the word shitsukoi.
Ah, one of my favorite words, persistent.
So,
it's not a very good word in Japanese. Like, you know, I don't know, maybe it's a kind of mentality difference, but, you know, in the West, like, being persistent pays off.
そうね。しつこい always have the negative connotation.
Very negative. So、yeah. you wouldn't want to talk about yourself, 私はしつこいです。It's、one of those words that if it's said about you, it's not a good thing.
そうですね。
ねちねちしつこい。It's hard to say.
そうですね。ねちねちしつこい。
Okay, so just to kind of recap here, we have...
ガミガミ、ブツブツ、ねちねち。
And they go with?
言う
To say?
Or 文句を言う
To complain.
ガミガミ言う。ブツブツ言う。ネチネチ言う。
In Onomatopoeia Lesson 8, we explained that gya gya you means complain loudly, right?
そうですね。
We actually said it was like screeching or screaming.
そうそうそうそう。
Not quite complaining, but so there is that complaining aspect to it. Perhaps it's a different meaning, because you could gya gya you, like just what are you going on about?
そうそうそう。
So how is that different from gami gami?
Gami gami is the sound of scolding. And maybe the person who is saying gami gami is giving the reason.
Nami-sensei, butsu butsu, I've heard something similar. Is it the same thing? It's a butsukusa.
Ah, 同じですね。Exactly the same meaning.
So, butsukusa you?
そうそうそう、butsukusa you. それから、kudo kudo is similar to nechi nechi.
So you would use it with shitsukoi?
そうですね。
So, and you would use it with what verb?
You.
Can we have a sample?
くどくど文句を言う。
Persistently complain.
そうですね。And くどくど and ねちねち are often used together. Like, ねちねちくどくど言う上司は最悪だ。
A persistently, constantly complaining boss is the worst.
Don't you agree?
No. I want those bosses. I want a ねちねちくどくど言う上司。I want one of those. Well, I guess it depends what he's complaining about.
まあね。
Interesting though. Okay, so let's recap the words we looked at today. And we're going to do this with sample sentences. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
ガミガミ言う。
To nag. To keep at.
ガミガミ言わないで、お母さん。
Stop nagging, mother. Okay, what's the second word?
ブツブツ言う。
To murmur with discontent. To grumble.
小さい声でブツブツ言っても何も変わらないよ。
Murmuring your complaints in a low voice is going to change nothing.
それから、and lastly, we had, ねちねち言う。
To complain, persistently, or by whining.
妻は20年も前のことをまだねちねち文句を言っている。
My wife is still nagging me persistently about an incident that happened over 20 years ago.
Good sample sentence.
申し訳ない。It seems very, 日本人らしい。It seems very Japanese-y to me, Japanese-like, because in my mind, it depends on what he did.
そうですね。
Yeah, of course, she won't let it go because...
Oh, you forgot my birthday.
Yeah, that would be okay, but, you know, that... I better stop now. But anyway, I guess, like, it's relative to what the incident was.
そうね。
You're still going on about me killing those people? It's okay. Come on. 20 years. It's all relative. Okay, Naomi-sensei. 最近この言葉を使いましたか? So, have you used any of these words recently?
使ってないですね。I don't have any complaints in my life, so luckily I haven't used those words.
I haven't used them because I didn't know them.
あ、そう。
これから毎日使います。But from now on, I'm going to use them every day. Great words. Okay, I think we'll end it there.
Hi.
Now, remember, learning onomatopoeia is essential for greater fluency and for taking your Japanese to the next level. Be sure to stop by the website JapanesePod11.com and pick up the lesson notes. There you'll find a detailed write-up of onomatopoeia that appeared in this lesson. Also, on the website, you can access some of the previous lessons. With a basic or premium membership, you can access all the audio and lesson notes from this and other lessons.To find out more, stop by JapanesePod101.com. That's going to do for this lesson.
じゃあまた。